over just a few tonight. We're just going to read a few scriptures, maybe say a few things, and we'll have Brother James come, and we'll close here shortly. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter 6. Brother James was teaching this in Sunday school in Matthew 6. That's not the part we're going to read, but Sunday we talked about prayer, and had a good Sunday school lesson about prayer. Thank you, Mike. But Matthew chapter 6, later on in that scripture, Jesus taught them about how to pray, or the pattern of prayer that they ought to have. And I think that was at a time when they were so caught up in repetition of the things of the law that they would just do them. It was just second nature. I mean, they were raised that way. I mean, to do things. And I think they, as we talked the other day, sometimes when you fall into habits, they lose their meaning. And so some of those recited prayers over time, it's not that they're bad. It's just that sometimes we lose the meaning, and we're just going through motions. And so Christ taught them that. But he also taught them some other things in that scriptures about how they ought to conduct themselves. And I know we're getting ready to go into Friends and Family Day, and we're going to get a real busy time of year, it seems like. We go in those times where we get very active with Friends and Family Day. We have homecoming, youth retreat, a lot of those things coming up. But I want to encourage you tonight that we ought not to take these things for granted and not just go through the motions. Because it'd be real easy to realize, it'd be real easy to come in and say, well, Friends and Family Day, we got to cook, we got to get everything ready, we got to do this, and we got to do that. And then we lose sight of the reason and the purpose of why we're here. Same thing with homecoming. I know we get a lot of visitors, a lot of things happen, and so we begin to do things, we lose sight of where our treasures are. And that's really where we want to touch tonight, is Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 and verse 20 and verse 21. So if you're there, you can stand and we'll read. Jesus said this. He said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through to steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And you can be seated. Tonight, as we look at this scripture, we know you say, well, Victor, that's really not what anything you just said about homecoming, all that's not really what Christ was talking about here. What Christ was telling them here was, they were looking to gain in the world. And really, you can look at that, and we realize that there are several scriptures in the Bible that talk to us, that teach us about where the things we ought to pursue and the things where our heart ought to be, and talks about when you pursue things of this world, it's just like in one scripture, I believe Proverbs, he said that riches, they just kind of fly. Well, they're always out of reach. I mean, that's really what he was telling them over there, Solomon was. He was telling them to set their hearts and the things on God and set them on the Lord. And Christ comes along here and he tells them the same thing, really, about lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth where all these things can be corrupted. Moths, we know they break in and steal. Rust is really just a decaying of the things. And we all understand that in this world, nothing is forever. I mean, everything that we have, I mean, even the newest homes that they move into today, from the time they move in, they're going to start breaking down. They're going to start wearing out. Eventually, things are going to have to be done to them, and things are going to have to be, money's going to have to be spent. More money's going to have to be put into them to make them what they used to be, and they'll never be what they used to be. But Christ was telling them here, and people get so involved with things, and always, y'all have heard the stories, keeping up with your neighbors. I believe the saying is keeping up with the Joneses, not to offend anybody named Jones. But anyway, trying to keep up with the people around you. We ought to lay aside all those things and just be like Christ said and lay for ourselves up treasures in heaven. You realize tonight the treasures you have in heaven, they'll never wear out.
Yeah. Amen.
The treasures you have in heaven tonight, nothing can decay them. They'll never grow old. They're just as new. As we look around today and we think about what treasures we have, And we could spend some time tonight. We could preach upon the treasures that we have in heaven. But I'm reminded of this one thing. I know that the day I got saved, and I hope and pray tonight, if you're saved by the grace of God, looking around, I would say that everyone here has made a profession at one point or another. The very night that you got saved and what the Lord gave you ought to be just as new and real to you now as it was the day that you got it. Hey, listen, it's just as fresh sometime when the Lord comes by and the Spirit of God begins to stir inside. Salvation that was received on the day that I was born again is just like I had received it that day. And the Spirit of God is always refreshing to each and every one of us, and it's always brand new. And so what we've got really has never wore out, and it'll keep us from the time that we got saved through this world and over into eternity. When we walk through heaven, we're not going to walk with something that's ragged. We're not going to walk in with something that's almost wore out. We're not going to have someone look to see if it's really there. Maybe it once was, but it's partly decayed. Hey, listen, we're going to walk in with John saw him in the book of Revelation. He said, these had robes of white washed in the blood of the Lamb. They were white as could be. Hey, listen, when he saw them over there, they was just as brand new babes. Hey, listen, from the time that they were saved, from the time that they were made white, from the time that they were clean until the time that John saw them. What he saw was all the way at the end. But what they had at the end was just as brand new and fresh as what was received on the day of Pentecost when all those got saved in Jerusalem. Hey, they laid for themselves up treasures in heaven, and nothing could corrupt what God had given unto them. So if we look at this tonight, and we can go through things, and I'm reminded when they come through, the children of Israel come through Jordan, the river over there, when Joshua let them through, and we have read that before, and God told them, he said, where you're going, you've never been this way before. You've never walked this way before. And as they come through the Jordan River, and he parted the waters there, and they got down, they took the ark and they let it down there so far, and the priest stood still, and y'all know how they grabbed the stones and they stacked them in the middle of that place, and then they took stones out of the river bank or out of the river bottom, and when they got to the other side, they stacked them there. And Joshua said, when your children and your children's children ask you what meaneth these stones, you can tell them that this is the day that God walked you through this river and delivered you over into this country and over into this side. And so they had, there was a landmark there. There was a treasure there. There was something there that they could go back to and look at because they'd never been that way before. But God had taken them there. Hey, listen, and God was the only one that could take them there. And he brought them through all those things. So when they could look back, hey, listen, no matter where they were in life and they saw the things that was there, they had a treasure in their life where God was with them and walked with them and led them through. Hey, listen, and I believe that not only that time, but when they walked out of Egypt and the time they walked through the wilderness and all those things that they went through, I believe that they had those places in their life, those that made them over into the promised land. They had all these places in their lives where they would lay up stones and they laid up monuments and they laid up memorials and they laid up other treasures in the heart. And these were things that no matter what came in life, hey, listen, they could always pull those things out. I'm amazed, and we preached before about how God has given us this treasure chest that we have, and we can open that up every now and then, and no matter how old we are, young we are, when you go and you open up the treasure chest that God has given you, and you have put those things inside in your life, they're always fresh, they're always new. You can always go back and you begin to remember how it is and where you were when God gave you that thing that you can hold dear in your heart and dear in your life, and nothing else matters. And it's enough. I'm glad when God allows us to open up the treasure chest in our lives, our spiritual lives. And when we do that, then all the things in the world begin to get dark. And listen, and we get blinders to the world, and we focus on what God has given us. I want to say this tonight. When we come into the services this weekend, let us put aside all the things of the world. Put the blinders of God, of the Spirit of the Lord on us, and let us have, hey, listen, our hearts focused on the treasures that we have that are laid up in heaven, that we might take those things and show those things and share those things to those that are here, that they might see how good God has been. Amen. And how good he can be for them. Amen.
All they got to do is listen. All they got to do is turn.
Yeah.
You realize tonight God says he gives us freely and liberally to all those that come to him. That tells me that God does not give. Hey, listen, he is not stingy with any of his blessings. If folks would just turn their hearts and you just turn your lives and turn everything over to him, God will pour out an abundance of treasures.
Yeah. Amen.
The Bible tells us in one place that He loadeth us daily with His benefits. Those don't come from the world, they come from God. And when Jesus was telling them here, when we begin to lay up our treasures in heaven, then all the things of the world we can just lay aside. Listen, and I know tonight, and I realize that tonight we have goals, we have dreams, we have aspirations of where we'd like to be. I believe you ought to set goals in your life. I mean, you know, the Bible tells us in a number of places about such things, but they should never take precedence over the things that God has done. We always ought to keep all those things in perspective. Really, what I'm trying to say is you ought to realize where they come from. And when you realize that the things that you have in life didn't come from hard work necessarily, I mean, hard work is good, but just bear with me where I'm headed with this. When you realize the things that you have didn't come just from you, that they came from God and they're a blessing from God, and you are a good steward with what God has blessed you with, and you can take care of those things and do as God would have you to do, then I believe God will just bless you more. And you might say, well, that's a weird way of looking at it. What about those that are far better off than I am, and they don't give God any credit or any creed or any reverence whatsoever? All I can say is that's between them and God.
Amen.
I know where my treasures are.
Amen.
And I know that if they lost everything tomorrow, they would be miserable. If I lost everything tomorrow, I still have treasures in heaven.
Amen.
That nobody can corrupt, that nobody can take
right.
away.
Amen.
And so there's a peace with God that passes all understanding. We know that. Amen. There's joy unspeakable, and we know that, full of glory. There are things in God that the world will never understand.
Right.
And they can't comprehend because they don't have the treasures in their life that God can give. So it behooves us to lay for ourselves up treasures in heaven and not look to this world, because everything here is going to go away. But everything in heaven is just established forever. The foundation of God and the foundation of heaven is sure, steadfast, and it's there. So we ought to lay these things up, remind ourselves, and I get weary. I know we all probably get weary. Seems like I get more weary now than I ever did. But nonetheless, I'm glad when God just comes along and the Spirit just settles our mind, settles our heart, and lets us realize who we are and who He is. And then we can just open up our treasure chest and we can start looking at all those things that God's done. And I just love Him tonight. We're going to ask Brother James to come get a song tonight. If anyone needs to come and pray, I encourage you to do that. I don't know what you need tonight, but God does. I don't know where you're at in life and what you're going through, but the Lord does.
What a friend we're having, Jesus. What number is that?
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes we go too long before we open up our treasure chest. I got a little box. I got a military box at home. I was in the military. And in that box, I've taken out a lot of things. Used to have a bunch of just knickknacks and things in it, just taking those things out over the years, and I've got some things in there that are, you know, just bring back memories, and that little box that stays up in the corner of the closet most of the time, and I might only get it down once a year, maybe not even that often, but every once in a while I'll see it up there and I'll pull it down just to remind myself what's in it, and I open it up and I start seeing the things and going through the things, and I remember different times and how it came about. And I just sit there and just reflect, and then I put them back, close it up, put it back. I don't know if they're of any value. Someday they might be. Maybe they won't be worth anything to anybody else. But I said that to say this. There's always those reminders, and you can always just reflect on maybe who gave it to you, or how it came about, or something in your life that was precious. How long has it been since you pulled down the treasure chest that God gave you and opened it up? And just look through and just see what God's done. And just sit and meditate and thank Him for all that He's done. I mean, He's done so much more than anything in this world. And we ought not to take so long sometimes to pull that down and go through it. So we love you tonight. We're going to ask Him to sing.
Oh,
testimony, anything tonight before we make some announcements?